All workers have an obligation to report to work fit and able to work. And all employers have an obligation to ensure that all employees are safe at work. Since sleepiness and fatigue both affect one's fitness for duty, the question arises of how one would determine if someone is in fact impaired by sleepiness and fatigue and therefore not fit for duty. Here's a process to consider. Initially, look for physical signs of sleepiness and fatigue. If this initial observation caused one to suspect sleepiness and fatigue, one could then determine the amount of sleep one has received in the last 24 to 48 hours and the number of hours one has worked within that 24 to 48 hour time frame. Given that these assessments make an estimation of risk, one could not conclude that someone is in fact impaired and unfit for duty. Such a determination would require using an objective test, such as Quick Test, which can assess attention, motor speed, and memory deficits associated with cognitive impairment using a program on an iPad. Another type of objective assessment involves retinal eye scans. These tests require a bigger, more costly, and less portable machine. To read the full article on this topic, go to carolynshure.com/articles or find it on my LinkedIn page. If you found value in this message, please share it so that others can sleep better, feel better, and work better.